This is General Galen Shaw, and welcome to the Coach Vernon Dozier Playbook. And Coach Dozier, thank you very much. Here in South Florida, this is what some people consider to be a hotbed of high school football enthusiasm and talent. And you're already giving me a funny look. Why?
I'm not trying to give you a funny look. I think there's a great deal of talent in Florida. There's no question about it. When it comes to high school football, there's a great deal of talent when it comes to college football. But let's not go overboard. I coach in California. That's where you're from. That's where we're from. And I would dare say the majority of real stellar football talent comes from California.
Well, give us an example.
Well, I can tell you, for instance, John Elway. I don't think anybody's going to say anything other was one of the great quarterbacks of all time. John Elway, a Super Bowl winner, which was something Dan Marino wasn't.
Well, Dan Marino's not from Florida.
Well, what do you mean he's not? Well, he played for the Dolphins.
Yeah, but he's not.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, where's he from?
Dan Marino's from Pennsylvania, I think.
Okay, well, there you go. They don't tell. Well, yes, they did.
Yeah, Pennsylvania had Johnny Unitas and Joe Namath. So,
all right, okay. See, if this is one of those gotcha programs.
No, this is the coach.
You just went, no.
This is the Coach Vernon Dozier. What do you want to call this?
It's called a Coach Vernon Dozier Playbook. What do I want to call it? That's what you call it.
No, that's right. But what the point I'm trying to make is, I'm not trying to tell you how to think, but if you're telling me that Pennsylvania is a toilet bowl,
I didn't say what I said. I misspoke. I said Dan Marino. You said, where'd you say Dan Marino's from?
He's from, first of all, let's talk about, you said there's great high school football talent out of California.
Yeah, I'd say there's great college football talent out of California. And I can give you and pro football talent out of California, okay? And I can give you all, University of California, for instance, has had great quarterbacks. Look, I don't want to do California versus Florida. You said Dan Marino.
Yes, I did. As an example of he wasn't great.
Dan Marino was great. John Elway won Super. What I'm trying to say is John Elway comes from California, and he won Super Bowls. Dan Marino played in Florida, right?
But he's not from Florida. He's from Pennsylvania.
He's from Pennsylvania. Okay. I go back to my original point. Well, that was a bad point.
That's what I was saying, because Pennsylvania has Johnny Unitas, Joe Namath, and others.
Well, then what? Then I guess, never mind. Why are we even talking about this?
You mentioned that you wanted to talk about the Florida, the love of football in Florida.
Florida claims to love football. Florida claims to love a lot of things. Florida has a great, University of Miami is finally, from the 80s on, University of Miami became a great football program. University of Florida became a great football program, in the 90s, in the 50s. I don't know when they, and then Florida State, I don't know when they became, but look, there's nothing undeniable about the thing I'm about to say. Southeastern Conference football is right now on top.
Right, but that's one school.
One school what?
In Florida.
Right. University of Florida is a Southeastern Conference team. Florida State
is not.
Is not. You're right. And what about you?
Well, you don't know really.
I know what. Don't tell me I don't know what I'm talking about.
No, you know what you're talking about, but if you're saying SEC.
SEC football right now is putting the rest of the country to shame in terms of the quality of football that they play in the SEC football.
That's putting the country to shame.
You know, Coach,
I'm a general, by the way.
Jeez.
This is Coach Vernon Dozier's Playbook. I'm General Galen Shaw. Now more from Coach Dozier.
Thank you very much. I'm talking here with Coach, with General, with General Dozier.
I'm General Shaw.
I'm sorry. I'm talking here with...
We'll be right back.
Hi, Ben Fanigan. Would you like to learn more about nothing? I've got an idea for you. Sit and stare at the sun. No, not with your eyes open. That would be injurious. But pretend you're staring at the sun. And when people walk up to you and say, "What are you doing?" you can say, I'm learning about all things, all universal things, and I'm absorbing it through the rays of the sun with my eyes closed, of course. And they'll move on. You won't learn a thing.
This has been a public service announcement of the University of Kavkan.
Welcome back here to the Coach Vernon Dozier Playbook Show, and I am General Galen Shaw. The coach and I have had a rather spirited discussion here as to the relative merits of Florida High School football.
Well, we haven't said diddly, let's face it.
No, but we wanted to discuss Florida High School football as opposed to California. Now, you made the point that there are more great football stars that come out of California than Florida.
That is absolutely right.
And you used it as an example, John Elway, the great quarterback. John Elway is a great quarterback. And then you said, what about Dan Marino? And I said, he never won a Super Bowl.
And you said, yeah, but he ain't from Florida. And that's the part that threw me.
Dan Marino played for a professional football team in Florida called the Miami Dolphins.
That's the thing right there. That's what I'm trying to say. So Marino doesn't come from Florida. He comes from Pennsylvania. Okay, so that, all right, I'm sorry.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show has backstage passes. What are they? Well, they're a backstage pass to the fun and the frivolity and the fermentation and the freedom that the world-famous Phil Henry Show offers. You get a backstage pass for a month or for a year. You subscribe, and you have access to tens of thousands of great hours of radio comedy, wonderful hijinks, improv, and oh so very much more. Get yourself a subscription, a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show by going to philhenryshow.com, hitting the link that tells you where to go get it, then you go get it, and you go get it.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show backstage pass. Go get some. Grab a handful. Today. Welcome back here to the Coach Vernon Dozier Playbook Show. And I am General Galen Shaw. With me is Coach Vernon Dozier. And you've been in Florida now for the past week, Coach. This is your first trip down south here as we visit young Jackie Bales along with Phil Henry. What do you think?
Well, as I was saying in the video cast today, I think Florida is a fine place. I don't think it compares to California.
Now, you were mentioning you come from Texas.
I do. I come from San Antonio, Texas originally. And I got out of Texas because I didn't much think that highly of Texas. I came to California because I wanted to start my coaching career. I played professional football in Canada, and I played a little bit in the USFL before I became a coach. And I wound up coaching as an assistant with the LA Express under John Hadle.
Now, what was that experience like coaching in a brand new spring league?
Yeah.
And you didn't play in the USFL, is that right?
I played one season. I was on the taxi squad with the Philadelphia Stars. And then I quit. I got injured. But I had played partially in the Canadian Football League with the Hamilton Tiger Caps.
Hamilton Tiger Bats?
Tiger Bat, not Tiger Bat. The Hamilton Biber Tag. This is great.
This happens to me every time. I played in Canada for Saskatchewan and for the Hamilton Tiger Bats. Tiger Cats. There you go, the Tiger Cats. Right.
I played defensive back in Saskatchewan and quarterback. And
when you played in Canada, they weren't playing both ways.
No. By then they platooned. But there was a time in Canada, just like there was a time in American football, where you had players playing both ways. But no, I played defensive back in Saskatchewan. They shifted me because I had played quarterback in college.
Now, where'd you go to college?
I went to a small college in California called Avion.
Avion,
A-V-Y-O-N, on the Central Coast in Cambria, California.
No kidding. And did you get drafted into?
No, I was a walk-on with the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in Canada. I didn't get drafted by anybody. I just walked on as a free agent, and they were having their camp in the late winter. And I, well, what the hell, you know, I took a shot And they signed me to a free agent contract. And then I played a couple of years there. I went and played a couple of years in Hamlin.
When did you start coaching at the college? And
well, I didn't coach college. What I did was I coached briefly, like I said, USFL. And I went straight to high school. A lot of people would think that's kind of weird. But I coached at some good schools, Belmar Academy. I coached at Fletcher. And these are all Southern California high schools where they value football. And you made a name for yourself, winning a couple of Division III, Division IV championships. And then you were hired at Belmar Academy, a brand new school. Yeah, Belmar Academy was right out of the box, brand new school. It was a private Catholic high school, and still is. Well, they hired me. It was. It still is, but it was. When they at the time they hired me, it was and is a Catholic high school. And I was hired there by headmaster, a guy, a wonderful man by the name of Father James McQuarters.
Yes, we've heard him. We've had him on the show.
Right. And I've been there ever since, and we've won five league titles, and then we won one Division 3B championship, and that was 5 years ago. And since then, we've fallen on some rough times.
Now, this brings me to a point here about your career. It's been a tough one.
That's correct.
The last 3 years, and you have a hard time with parents.
Look, I don't want to. I get along with our parents fine. The parents, especially the parents of players that play, the parents of some of our better players, they all think their kid ought to go to Notre Dame. They all think their kid ought to go to USC. They all think their kid ought to go to whatever name.
Any of them ever want their kid to go to Alabama?
No. None. No. No. I don't know. There's not one parent that's ever talked to me. See, when you're California, you want your kid to go to USC, UCLA. You maybe want your kid to go to Stanford. Maybe you want your kid to go, you know, maybe to Oregon. But no, I've never talked to any parent that said, gee, I really want my kid to go to Alabama.
And what if you had a parent?
Well, we had a great young prospect by the name of Dwayne Pearson. And this was 2 years ago. He was a quarterback, our JV squad. Then he made our varsity squad. It was not a very good year for us. We've had three terrible years in a row, our varsity has. But Dwayne was a good football player. And his father said to me, what about Alabama? I said, what about it? I said, the state? He said, no. He looked at me shocked. Well, why wouldn't he? Obviously, why wouldn't he? Well, why would you say the state? Because I couldn't believe any parent would come to me with a straight face and say, I want my kid to play for a quitter like Nick Saban. What? Wow. That's right. You heard me. Wow. What does that mean, a quitter? Nick Saban quit the professional ranks as a coach, and ran off to play, you know, patty cake down there at Alabama. So
now you can't really mean you. University of Alabama has had some great success under Nick Saban, championship after championship. He's considered to be one of the greatest coaches in college football history. Good for him. He couldn't hack it at the pro level, and that's always going to be. Well, people could say the same thing about you, couldn't they?
What are you talking? I never wanted to be a professional coach.
Weren't you? You're an assistant with the LA Express.
I didn't give a damn. I knew, everybody knew, the USFL was going to be in the toilet in 2 or 3 years. That league wasn't going to last. Everyone knew it wasn't going to last. And I had no interest in coaching in the USFL. I had no interest in coaching CFL. My interest lie in staying in California and coaching at the high school level, because I liked the people that I met, and I liked the experience, and I like football. And if you really like football and you like teaching football, then being a high school football, there are worse things than coaching high school football. And the money ain't bad. They pay pretty good at the high school level in California.
Yeah, in California.
Now, if you want to go down to Busted Whistle, Arkansas and coach high school, you do whatever you want to do, you know. I know what's best for my players. I know the kind of football that I coach. I know the kind of football that I want to see played. I know the kind of football I want to see played as a coach and as a fan. If I'm a fan in the stands and I'm watching a football game that's being coached by me,
yeah,
What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing at anything. I'm waiting for you to...
Waiting for me to do what? You just said, if you're a fan... Yes, if I'm a fan and I'm also watching me coach a football game, there's certain standards that you as a fan... There are certain standards that me as a fan would has. I mean, have, has, had, have, does have.
Okay.
And those standards that I would have as a fan, obviously, I would also want to be doing as a coach. So it would not be hard to please Vernon Dozier, the fan, if you're also a coach.
Right.
Now, I know you're laughing, and Coach Shaw...
No.
Yeah, no, I'm letting everybody know right now. Coach Shaw is doing this. Jesus. Hey, were you not doing that? I don't know what you just did. What I'm simply saying, what I just did is this. I went, hee-hee-hee. No, I didn't do that. What I'm saying is, what you just said is a load of nonsense. No, it isn't. Yes, it is. If I'm a fan, I want to see the kind of game being played that I as a coach would coach. Is that what you said? No, I didn't say anything like that. And that's what I resent so violently. You resent it violently. What I resent is you putting words into my mouth. Here's what I'm saying. When I was a coach, first of all, I like football so much. I like it as a spectator. And as a spectator, what I want to see is me on the sidelines. Don't look at me like I'm nuts. Well, I'm trying to tell you. We'll be right back. This is Coach Vernon Dozier. I mean, this is...
nice one, man.
This is General Galen Shaw. That's Coach Vernon Dozier. We'll be right back after these words. Folks, this is General Galen Shaw inviting you to get a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription for a month or for a year. When you do, you actually support cutting-edge satire, innovative radio, a 40,000 to 45,000-hour archive, and oh so very much more. Quit being a chump. Quit being stumped. Become a champ. You'll really, really feel it. You'll feel amped. The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Yeah, man. Welcome back here to Coach Vernon Dozier's Playbook. This is General Galen Shaw. With me is Coach Vernon Dozier. We've been talking about Coach Dozier's history. First as a player, now and then eventually as a coach, both at the professional level of the old United States Football League and then in high school. You played professionally in Canada.
That is correct, yes.
All right. Now, something that you had written, and I think a lot of fans out there, Coach Vernon Dozier fans, would like to know, you danced.
Yes, I did.
You danced professionally?
Yes.
And you danced between coaching jobs?
That's how I supported myself. I'm a professional dancer, or I was. I don't want to do it anymore. And this is going to sound almost insane, but one of the things I seemed to know how to do is dance, and I was able to dance at nightclubs. I would dance at private parties. Now, did you do ballroom dancing? No, it was a solo. I just came out and...
Well, what are you laughing at?
Does this look like I'm laughing?
All right, so you are crying
a little bit. I did solo dancing at parties.
So what was that, tap dancing?
Sometimes I did a tap dance. If you ever saw Fred Astaire do a solo dance, that was me, clapping my hands. And now, I know everybody. I know all of Phil's listeners. I know my players. I know the parents. I know everyone right now there's a stain forming in their pants.
Because they're laughing.
Yes, because they're laughing. But that's how I survived. That's how I was able to live between coaching jobs. And whenever I went into a town to apply for a coaching job to make extra money, I'd go to some restaurant or wherever they... I don't know.
I mean, how many places actually feature dancing? You'd be surprised.
I mean, you can... when you say at parties, okay, I danced at certain parties. I don't want to get into it. People would hire me to dance. So,
now, when did this start? I was a pretty good dancer.
As a kid, I liked to dance. I did the boogaloo. I did all of that stuff, the Watusi. And I did, the tighten up, all that. And Then I, you know, but I really love football. I really wanted to coach. And I found that people would pay me to dance. And so that's how I made money between gigs. But I got so sick of it that, God forgive me, I took a sledgehammer to both of my feet once. Oh, my God. Well, no, I didn't really hurt myself that bad, but I tried to break my feet with a sledgehammer just so I'd never dance again. I can still dance, but I kind of stay. What's so funny? I'm not laughing, man. I can still dance, but I kind of stagger around because my feet, you know, some of the bones got broken with that sledgehammer. You did that to yourself because you were so sick of dancing. I got sick of being laughed at like you are tonight, going, because I danced. And so you injured yourself. You beat your feet in. I didn't beat them in. Well, it sounds to me like you did. You beat your feet in with a sledgehammer. I didn't beat my feet in. I mean, I dropped the iron on my feet. Now, this is part and parcel with the way that you still behave. Your wife, my understanding is, drives over your hand with a Humvee. All right, we're either talking about my dancing. What are you doing? I'm getting myself a ginger beer. We're either talking about my dancing, or we can talk about my wife, Mindy, driving over my hand with a Humvee. I am very demanding. I demand an awful lot of myself. I demand excellent coaching, and I demand a win. I want my teams to win. When they don't win, I blame myself. And if I am to blame for my team losing, I put my hand behind the rear left tire of my wife's Hummer, and I tell her, back over my hand. Now, see, a lot of people think this makes you mentally disturbed. Ask me if I care. Do you care? No, I do not. It teaches me. I guarantee you. Well, how many times has she backed over your hand over the last three seasons? Just about every week. Does it break the hand? Does it do anything? No. No, I've learned to sort of tense up, learn to clench the fist up, tense the hand up. And, I mean, I'm exaggerating, not every week, but you're telling me you've never been injured by this. What I do is I tense the hand, she backs the truck over my hand, and I go, and excuse me, folks, but this is what I do. It's a very karate-style thing. I go, yeah. Jesus. That's right. That's what I do. And when I do that, I'm able to funnel muscular strength into that hand long enough to allow it to remain uninjured. And every week that you lost, just about, not every week, but just about. So that is how I have treated myself. And that's how I force excellence out of myself. When I didn't want to dance anymore, you know, you tried to break your feet with a sledgehammer. I didn't, well, and now today I can dance, but you can see me. If I go out there now, you look more like what? I look more like a just Frankenstein staggering around. I don't really, and that's fine with me. I'm sick and tired of dancing, sick and tired of all the jokes, all the laughs, the finger pointing, watching people put their hand over their mouth, and then seeing the spittle come between their fingers because they're laughing that hard, because they're laughing so hard you can see it. Yeah. Like that ginger beer, don't you? I love it. And that's all we're drinking tonight is ginger beer here on the Coach Vernon Dozier Playbook Show. So we talk about Coach Dozier's career as a dancer. So that came to an end when? I stopped dancing when I got my first job with the LA Express. I was looking for coaching jobs, and I was doing some small high school jobs. Then I got that job with John Hadle with the LA Express, and then I left that job, and I got some jobs coaching in the Los Angeles area at high school as an offensive coordinator at Berman, and then I was a head coach at Father Xavier's. And that began my head coaching, Father Xavier's, which is in Valencia. And then I, you know, from there you went on to Belmar Academy. Yeah, from there I went on to Belmar Academy, and that's where I've been for the last several years and several decades, I should say. and where I certainly do hope that I will retire. But you've made comments, though, over the last 3 years that you're so sick and tired of football, like you don't even like football.
Oh, I've grown very disgusted with football. I'm weary of football, certainly at the professional level, just as a fan. And I don't like how it's politicized. I don't like, I just don't like it. I like the players. I got no problem with the players. The ownership is what I got a problem with. The owners and all these slobs, you know.
When you say slob, what do you mean?
I'd rather not get into it.
But you still coach.
I still coach. I still love the game, yeah. But
you have made noises, though, Coach Dozier, that you're going to retire once and for all if you don't put a good season together this coming 2021 campaign, correct?
I'm very, very seriously considering it, yeah. I'm about reached the end of my line here in terms of coaching. I've had a good time. I had a good run. I've never been a man to overstay his welcome. But if I got to look at more of this, you know, and our players,
and in terms of recruiting, I mean, we've had better years recruiting. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I put that on myself. But the talent's gotten better around the rest of the league and in southern section of the CIF. High school football talent's gotten so good. It's gotten very, very competitive. Our school is still a small school, and we dominate in a small school division, Division 3B. But even still, the talent's getting better and better and better and better. And, you know, and I'm getting more demanding as a coach. And I just, and people think I'm seeing things. I know that the other coaches are using, well, you were talking about invisibility and flying. I know what I said. I stand by it, but I'm not going to. So you think the other teams were using invisible players? No, I don't. No. To me, it looked, what I'm trying to tell you is, to me, it looked like some of these teams had guys that were airborne longer than was natural. So they flew. I didn't say that. I did not say that. Well, you said something about levitation. I'm just telling you, I saw players, especially when we played Father Xavier and Bishop and a couple of these schools. I don't know, man, but I saw players airborne. They would leap and just kind of float and then land. I can't describe it. Yeah. Well, you know, let's move on to another topic. We're talking here to Coach Vernon Dozier here in Florida on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We're going to be back in studio locally at the El Pacifico for Tuesday's show. So make sure that you are sticking around for that one. Coach and I have been talking about a wide variety of topics having to do with Florida high school football, California high school football. Where would you ultimately, if you could do one more year coaching anywhere you wanted, where would it be?
Well, I like Belmar Academy.
No, but seriously, if you could be, for instance, if you could get a pro job, I could get a pro job if I wanted to.
I said, and someone made a joke, but I said I would love to take a shot at the Washington football. I forget which team. This year, one of the teams needed a coach. I said, I'd like to take a shot at that. And I got all of these people on Twitter going, ha, 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 and saying it could never happen. I followed up and said, I don't really care. You know, I don't give a damn.
You think you could coach right now, head coach in the pro ranks without question, without any question at all, without any question at all? I mean, football is so rotten. I don't even know who won the Super Bowl this year. Who won the Super Bowl? It was the New England Buccaneers. Oh, that's funny. It was Tom Brady.
All right, Tom Brady. What team?
I don't remember.
All right, so Tom Brady, that's how good Tom Brady is, and that's how insignificant the team. So Tom Brady, who's the team that he played for?
I got to look. Bud, look up who Tom Brady. You should know. You're the coach.
I know play. Why would I know? I pay attention to high school football.
Who?
Tampa Bay Lightning.
The Tampa Bay Lightning. The Tampa Bay Lightning. That's a hockey team. Come on, Dickman.
All right, when Dickman figures out who Tom Brady plays for.
Tampa Bay.
The Buccaneers.
Yeah.
Okay. So Brady plays for the Buccaneers, and they won the Super Bowl.
And they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, see what I mean? I don't even know.
That's how little I think of professional football.
This has been Coach Vernon Dozier's Playbook, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Thanks a lot, everyone. This is Coach Dozier. Appreciate you listening. Join again next time. I don't know if I don't even know if there'll be a next time.